The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or considered, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away.
Morning, Glory, America, Bonjour, Hi, Canada, Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the show today. The United States House of Representatives will take up and consider an article of impeachment against President Trump today. It is very, very ill-advised. I know that one of the people I respect the most in the Congress, Liz Cheney, is going to vote yes. I wish she would reconsider. It is ill-advised because it is unconstitutional to try a president who has left office. This is an op-ed, a column in the Washington Post posted yesterday afternoon by J. Michael Luttig. Judge Luttig served as a judge on the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit from 1991 to 2006. He was, along with Chief Justice John Roberts, the two men considered by President George W. Bush to replace Justice Rehnquist as Chief Justice. They were both judges at the time. Not long thereafter, Judge Luttig left the bench, became a much-respected general counsel and vice president of Boeing. He is now in retirement and wrote this piece. He rarely writes, but he writes on big legal issues, often for the Washington Post. I think you need to read it. I have tweeted it, and this is what it said. It appears, writes Judge Luttig, that even if the House of Representatives impeaches President Trump this week, the Senate trial on that impeachment will not begin until Trump has left office and President-elect Biden has become president on January 20th. That Senate trial would be unconstitutional. On Sunday, House Majority Whip James Clyburn said that while House Democrats would take up articles of impeachment this week against President Trump, the House might delay sending the Senate any articles passed by the House until after President-elect Biden's first 100 days in office. Biden proposed an alternative, under which the new Senate would begin immediately working on his legislative agenda and confirming his cabinet appointments in the mornings and conduct the impeachment trial in the afternoon. The sequencing of the House impeachment proceedings before Trump's departure from office and the inauguration of the new president, followed by a Senate impeachment trial perhaps a month later, raises the question of whether a former president can be impeached after he leaves office. The Constitution itself answers this question clearly. No, he cannot be. Once Trump's term ends on January 20th, Congress loses its constitutional authority to continue impeachment proceedings against him, even if the House has already approved articles of impeachment. Therefore, if the House of Representatives were to impeach the president before he leaves office, the Senate could not thereafter convict the former president and disqualify him under the Constitution from future office. The reason for this is found in the Constitution itself. Trump would no longer be incumbent in the office of president of the United States at the time the delayed Senate proceeding and would be, no longer be subject to impeachment conviction, that's in quotes, by the Senate under the Constitution's impeachment clauses, which is to say that the Senate's only power under the Constitution is to convict or not an incumbent president. The purpose, text, and structure of the Constitution's impeachment clauses confirm this intuitive and common sense understanding. The very concept of constitutional impeachment presupposes the impeachment, conviction, and removal of a president who is, at the time of his impeachment, an incumbent in the office from which he is removed. Indeed, that was the purpose of the impeachment power, to remove from office a president or other civil official before he could further harm the nation from the office he then occupies. The plain text of the Constitution's several impeachment clauses confirm this understanding of this limit on Congress's impeachment power. For example, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution reads, quote, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors." In the same constitutional vein, Article 1, Section 3 provides in relevant part, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. It has been suggested that the Senate could proceed to try the former president and convict him in an effort to disqualify him from holding public office in the future. This is incorrect. Because it is a constitutional impeachment of a president that authorizes his constitutional disqualification. If the president has not been constitutionally impeached, then the Senate is without the constitutional power to disqualify him from office. I repeat, if a president has not been constitutionally impeached, then the Senate is without the constitutional power to disqualify him from office. Some constitutional scholars take support for their view that the Congress can impeach a former president from two instances in which early Congresses impeached civil officials after they had resigned their public offices, the impeachments of Senator William Blunt in 1797 and the impeachment of U.S. Secretary of War William Belknap in 1876. These congressional impeachment cases provide some backing for the argument that Congress can conclude that it has the power under the Constitution to impeach a former president. And Congress's understanding of its constitutional powers would be a weighty consideration in the ultimate determination whether the Congress does possess such authority. When and if the former president goes to court to challenge his impeachment trial as unconstitutional, Congress is sure to make it sure its argument is based on the congressional precedents, as well as others, a case that would almost certainly make its way to the Supreme Court. In the end, though, only the Supreme Court can answer the question of whether the Congress can impeach a president who has left office prior to its attempted impeachment of him. It is highly unlikely the Supreme Court would yield to Congress's view that it has the power to impeach a president who is no longer in office when the Constitution itself is so clear that it does not. Judge J. Michael Liddick. It is a disaster to do this. If you are a Trump opponent, do you not understand that when President Trump brings his inevitable lawsuit against the constitutionality of the impeachment proceeding trial against him in the Senate, and he wins, what that will appear to do? It will appear to exonerate him. Think about that. Donald Trump is going to sue to stop the impeachment trial because he should sue. It's unconstitutional. And I would not have voted for the October 6th objections. I wrote that before they occurred. I would not have done it. I would not have signed my name to it. If I had signed my name to it, I would have changed my mind after the attack on the Congress. By the way, more than 130 arrests have occurred and more are coming. And if you were involved in being in the Capitol, you ought to retain criminal counsel and then have your counsel contact the FBI and have them arrange for your interview and possible charging and then your defense. Don't speak to the police yourself. Don't speak to the FBI yourself. Hire a criminal counsel and turn yourself in. They are going to find you. They're going to find everybody. It was an attack on the Constitution of the United States. It was. And you're likely guilty. There may be a couple of you who were swept along by the mob and forced just inside the building and left immediately, you might not be guilty. You might lack the requisite intent. But President Trump lacked the intent as far as I can see, and as people have testified, and as the speech suggests, to be convicted of incitement, though people are going to impeach him today out of anger. Liz Cheney said he summoned the mob. He summoned a demonstration. He did not summon the mob. He summoned in his mind, I believe, a great vast circling of the Capitol and a chanting, which is perfectly constitutional. The violence is unconstitutional. The crossing of the line is unconstitutional. It was an attack, a seditious insurrection, and it is one of the most serious things that's ever happened in the United States, and everyone who did it needs to be prosecuted. My gosh, we came close to having people murdered beyond the one police officer who was murdered. It was as close as 9/11 to destroying the Article I branch. But the impeachment ought not to proceed. It could have proceeded had it happened in the summer. Could have proceeded any other time, but not after a president leaves office. I've tweeted out Judge Luttig's essay. You can find him at Hugh Hewitt on Twitter. What do you think? 1-800-520-1234. Call me. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I'm devoting this hour to the men and women of the Congress who are driving to the Congress right now and have to decide whether or not to vote for the article of impeachment. I urge them to vote no. It is an unconstitutional exercise. I would not have voted for the January 6th objections. I have said from November 3rd forward, Joe Biden is the president-elect. He won. I do not see fraud. I have never seen fraud. I believe that 60 lawsuits are definitively asked and answered. There was no conspiracy. The voting machines were fine. That's all hooey. President lost by 46,000 or 42,000 votes in 3 states because of bad choices. He's justly angry at polling that misled people as to the state of opinion in the United States. His campaign made bad choices, but he lost. And I have advised everyone of that. And I advised him to open up Trump 2024 and run again, though that is obviously not going to happen now, or if it happens, it will fail. But he is not eligible for impeachment and removal since he's leaving in a week. 1-800-520-1234. Blue Ridge, Georgia. Ray. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, you. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think?
I agree with what you read. I agree with that lawyer or the judge. I think he's going to make Trump a cult figure once he does win his lawsuit. But will he have enough steam to run in 2024? Probably. But he can disrupt a whole lot of stuff.
Certainly, people who look, I do not believe people have thought through the consequences of the president winning the lawsuit against impeachment. And they ought, especially those who oppose him, it will make him stronger. And those who support him should actually be making the argument I am making and then telling people what's going to happen is he's going to be vindicated that he was not responsible for the mob.
Right. I agree. But I think Nancy Pelosi has tunnel vision right now.
She's seeing red. She's blind with anger and rage, and it goes back 5 years, and it's personal, and it's exactly what the Constitution is. You know, the Senate is designed to cool partisan passions. I don't know that he'd be impeached at the end of the trial anyway, but he'll stop the trial. I believe he'll have standing to stop the trial. We will see. Thank you, Ray. Michael in Bangor. How are you, Michael?
Dylan.
Good morning. You're on.
I just thought.
Michael, you're breaking up.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Michael. Sorry. 1-800-520-1234. You've got to be clear sell. Let me talk about the markets because it's, we'll see, I don't know if impeachment's going to hurt the markets today or not. 1-800-520-1234 if you want to call back, Michael. This is brought to you by Birch Gold. I've been urging people to always diversify and to have gold in their whole portfolio in their retirement account between 10 and 25%, especially if you're on the verge of retirement. You really ought to have a complete anchor against hyperinflation. Now, we're going to print a lot of money under President Biden. We printed a lot of money under President Trump. I think the national debt's going to hit $30 trillion within 4 years now. And what's that going to do to the value of the dollar? I don't know, but value of gold is not going to be affected by the amount of American money in currency. Gold is at 1853 this morning. The 10-year Treasury is up another tick to 1.14%. Yesterday, the Dow went up 60, the NASDAQ 36, and the S&P 1. Overseas, Japan went up, and England is up. Germany's down a little bit. And light crude remains climbing at 53 because the inflationary impacts of the stimulus that has flooded the world. The world is indifferent to Donald Trump leaving in a week. They just know he's leaving. And so I believe the market will not be affected by the improvident impeachment of the president today, as will happen. The Democrats are going to do it. But I am just hopeful the Senate comes to its senses and doesn't do it. In fact, I would love for some Democrats to stand up. Some Democrats. Liz Cheney said she's going to vote for it. I think that's a mistake. And I really, really admire and will not stop admiring Liz Cheney. People can make mistakes. The Constitution here does not permit the trial of the president, so it is an improvident gesture. But the markets don't care. What I care about, why the reason gold is going up, the reason light crude is going up, is because the stimulus will take effect as these vaccines roll out, America. And boy, are they rolling out. Working much better than it did 2 weeks ago, and it will continue to accelerate. Don't go anywhere. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
That slice of time, rock and roll was young people's student line, to hear music that played into their lives, that you could carry till the day you die. Hey man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than just a slice of American pie.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt talking with you at 1-800-520-1234 about whether or not the president ought to be impeached today, tried next week. I agree with Judge Michael Luttig in the Washington Post. I've read his article already. I will read it again in a moment. Detective Tom, how are you, my friend, on a bridge somewhere in Oakland?
That's correct. Actually, I can see San Quentin driving in here just to let you know what I think. okay, no, obviously, you know, he should not be impeached, should not be censored. Just curious, you know, you're ahead of the curve on this stuff. What is the, you know, we're all affixed, with polling and stuff like that. Has there been any polling to go ahead and indicate what the American public thinks about the Democrats going ahead and pulling an article of impeachment?
Well, I know that the Republicans polled are more than 4-1 against it. Democrats are overwhelmingly for it, and the middle is split. I believe it is slightly in favor of impeachment right now. But, of course, polling didn't distinguish itself when it said that Donald Trump was going to lose Wisconsin by 17 points. And, in fact, he almost won it. That's, by the way, what I cite to people as being the thing that makes me angriest about the election, not the absentee voting in Pennsylvania, but the suppression polling by major news organizations.
Or the 100,000 votes by the truck driver from New York to Pennsylvania, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, I don't believe right, that, second. But go ahead.
Okay, he signed the affidavit, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so okay. He can go to jail. I don't believe it. How many affidavits have you seen that were lies, Detective?
Affidavits?
Yeah.
If I'm getting a witness to go ahead and give me a signed, sworn affidavit, I make that individual perfectly clear what the ramifications are if he's not completely truthful.
I agree, but how many of them are filed that are not completely truthful?
In my case, it's not very many.
Not in that. You're pretty sly.
I'm not going before a judge with an arrest warrant.
I know you aren't, but I'm just saying the courts are full of affidavits, many of which are not true. Not because even that people intentionally lied; they are simply not telling the whole truth, okay.
Not. Well, I think you're dismissing it without. Without
okay, we're off on a rabbit hole.
Okay,
we're off on a rabbit hole.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to get there. Okay, another thing. All right, what is the status? You said 145 people have been arrested for
130.
130. Is there any additional information? Because I'm not following it as closely as you are on the shooting of the plainclothes officer of the Air Force vet. And
I have not seen that except this morning an article that. She had, in fact, knocked in the window. There were members in the house when she did so and attempted to enter. I believe it'll be a justified shooting when they review it. You know, they were genuinely, if that very brave police officer had not faked the morons into following him, they would have broken into a Senate occupied by senators, one of whom was armed, Senator Cotton, who is a ranger. What would have happened then?
Again, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there are strict procedures in terms of what is, you know, when you can use deadly force.
True.
You know,
true.
Threat of loss or life, threat of fear of you being killed.
They may have a different standard, right? They may be charged. If you've got the vice president in there and your Secret Service, I don't know who did the shooting, but if you got the vice president and your Secret Service, your standard of shooting is going to be higher.
I agree with that. Okay. Is there anything on the homicide of the slain officer in the county?
Yeah, they know who did it, and they're looking for him. I haven't seen anyone other than the individual they're looking for being pursued, but, of course, that will take quite a lot of time to figure out if there's felony murder charges there.
Okay, and stop telling these suspects, and that's who they are, to lawyer up so we can go ahead and get a chance to go ahead and talk to them, all right?
That's an interesting choice. I believe that the Constitution exists so that people, I always tell people, never, your friendly neighborhood law enforcement is your friendly neighborhood law enforcement when you need defense. But when the FBI knocks on your door, thank them very much and don't speak to them.
Oh, I wouldn't talk to the FBI at gunpoint anyway, and I tell them that all the time. but that's for different reasons. Okay, and one last thing. I'm taking the Chiefs and the points. What's the number?
The Browns are going to win, my friend.
you're stated in your denial. Oh, one last thing. You do know that the GOP is entering an internecine war here.
Yeah, they are. But I think it will also be over rather quickly. What they haven't planned on, Tom, let's say you hated Trump. Let's say you're out there and you hate Donald Trump. When he wins the case against the impeachment trial, he will emerge vindicated.
Yeah. But Jonah Goldberg and Bill Kristol and Stephen Hayes, by the way, nice thread on that, I will go ahead and still retain their position. And that's fine. They're out right now, and they're desperately trying to get in. So, you know, my position is to block.
They won't be in. They're not coming back. That's why I think Stephen's mad at me, even though I'm not mad at Stephen. I don't get mad at anyone. I think a lot of people have been disintermediated from any kind of influence and power for the rest of their careers because the Democrats aren't going to take them.
Oh, no. They'll use them for what they want, and they'll discard them. All right,
and I will be a partner in the continued appreciation of people like Jonah, but those who cross the line I will not attempt to help. I think Jonah has a lot to contribute.
You mean like Bolton, like John Bolton?
I won't name any names. You'll never hear people on the show again who used to be on there.
Thank you.
All right.
That's right.
Well.
A non-denial.
An affidavit that you don't trust. Thank you, Tom. Go protect our city in Oakland. Good man. Gary in Pennsylvania. Hello,
hey,
Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm so great we beat the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
I get to say that for a year.
I don't blame you.
I get to say it forever. We took down Big Ben in Pittsburgh in the year with no safeties, with no guard, with no coach. We still beat the Steelers. It's the only game that matters forever.
Yes, it does.
Go ahead.
Yes, I don't think the president should be impeached. You know, he says to the point what he says, but I think it's the people's actions that's doing all this crap, and they're just blowing everything out of proportion.
I do not believe he intended for them to storm the Capitol. If he did, I would have summoned the Congress back and impeached him.
Right. Yep.
Because it's sedition, and the people who went in face jail time. But I discriminate between, and because I've talked to some of the people on this show who were there, who heard the speech.
Right.
I did not see it myself. I've read it. I did not see it. I was had no idea it was going on until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But the argument is just threadbare. He will not be convicted, and it will be stopped because it's unconstitutional. Thank you, Rick. Brian in Pittsburgh. Brian, I may have missed Sunday night's game. Who won, the Browns or the Steelers? Must have been the Steelers, right? They had all the players, and the Browns didn't have their coach or anybody.
Now, hats off to the Cleveland Browns. I'm happy for you and them, no doubt about it.
If people are watching on my YouTube channel, I've been wearing my Browns fleece all week because, you know, we're going to beat the Chiefs next. Go ahead, Brian. Should the president be impeached?
Well, I'm following your legal argument, which I appreciate. We are ruled by the Constitution, and I'm following your warning that if he is impeached, he will file suit and further empower himself in the future and be able to run. I'm tracking all that, Hugh. And the gentleman, Tom, the police officer, very articulate. Hugh, it may not have been legally wrong for Trump and his role in the mob and horrific attack on the Capitol, but morally, he is culpable. Why? It was based on stop the steal. He fed that monstrously. He, while the attack's going on, he's tweeting, well, they stole it from us. Now, I get your legal argument. I do. Absolutely. There has to be an outrage from Republicans. I don't hate Trump. I've called you. You know, I softened my stance on him.
Let me interrupt, Brian. There will be a motion of censure offered today by Congressman Gallagher and others. It is an appropriate and constitutional exercise that people can debate the president's course of conduct, which has become exceedingly more challenging to order over the course of 2 months. I think it really spiraled in January. That is appropriate and constitutional. A motion of censure, if people want to vote for that. But I begin by asking, ought we, if you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, and I have sworn it and you may have sworn it, ought you not to uphold the Constitution?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But what I need to hear from, and I'll say you as well, the moral outrage. You know, I'm listening over these past days, and I'm listening to dear fellow citizens. And they're dismissing Trump's role. It's almost like it never happened. Hugh, that attack was horrific. I'm watching the footage last night with my wife. They're beating a police officer with American flags.
And they killed a police officer with a fire extinguisher. They threatened the they could have had a mass slaughter of the people's House and the people's Senate.
Yes.
I understand that. And just after 9/11, I was talking last night with a former member. The most inspiring Congress has ever been is after the attack on D.C. on 9/11. Democrats and Republicans came together on the steps of the Capitol and sang "God Bless America." That was the same sort of attack on the Capitol. There is no difference between the men and women who killed the police officer and menaced the members of Congress than the Al-Qaeda terrorists. No difference. So, how much more outraged can you be? That, however, I ask you this question. It's just a law school exercise. If they had had a demonstration after the president spoke, after they went up there and they circled the Congress for hours chanting, stop the steal, stop the steal, stop the steal, and the Congress went ahead, had the objections, it failed just like it did, and the president-elect is still the president-elect, would there be a motion to impeach today?
No.
No, because it's not about that. It's about the people who broke into the Congress. So what Trump intended was a political theater that went awry, and he may be civilly liable for wrongful death, but it is not seditious.
I hear you. You're brilliant. You're a constitutional expert, and I'm with you. The Constitution rules over us. No man, no woman. I get it. but we need the moral outrage against what Trump has devolved into. It is morally outrageous how he at least enabled.
As Secretary Clinton said to me, you can hold two thoughts. You can hold that thought and the thought that the Constitution should be honored. Hey, Brian, I thank you. I really do. You're a great caller. Call back. I have a couple of my go-to callers, Tom and Brian, today, and I appreciate that. More of your calls after this. Stay tuned, America. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I want to take a couple more calls on this, even my old friend Yoni, but you're going to have to be quick, Yoni. A lot of people have to be heard from. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, and I want to congratulate you on your stance on this, because you and I are on the same page, which I didn't think we would have been.
Well, you know, it's nice to be congratulated, but it's because you've been persuaded by the same facts I have, not because we like being together. We often are not.
Yeah, no, the demonstration up until the point in time they breached the Capitol, that's perfectly fine. I have no problem with it. You breach the Capitol, you enter into new grounds.
By the way, since you were part of the Israeli Defense Services, is the shooting justified of the demonstrator from what you have seen?
I got real problems with it, I'm going to be honest. And I'll tell you why. She had broken the window, but she hadn't breached the window. And my bigger problem, because the other thing, you forget that for about 10 years, I was also a deputy sheriff in the United States. Coming up behind her was a stick of tactical officers that were right behind her.
Yeah, but so the officer may not have been able to see that, right? I mean, there'll be an investigation. May I ask you, since I would have asked Detective Tom this, I'm going to ask you this. Why did no officer think to fire into the ceiling?
Because in a reasonable country, you don't fire in the ceiling, because we understand that bullets will go potentially through the ceiling and hit somebody on the other side, or if you're outside.
Well, that's not going to happen in the Congress, my friend. In the Congress, it's built of granite. It's just not going to pass through a floorboard.
Then you run the risk of ricochet.
Okay, I was wondering if that was it, because, you know, the classic gunshot that everyone says, whoa, they got a gun. I just wondered why that did not happen.
I'm going to give you a bit of history that most people don't even know. When Arafat for the first time went into the Gaza Strip, they were shooting AK-47s into the air, and it resulted in several hundred dead people because gravity turns that bullet.
Oh, yeah, that happens in L.A. when idiots fire off on the 4th of July weapons.
Yeah, no, you don't fire a gun up into the air. It's a stupid thing to do. You don't fire it inside of a building as a warning shot. I tell people all the time, if you're going to shoot a gun, you shoot it for real. If you
so then, a quick another question. You've done perimeter security before.
Absolutely.
What were they thinking? I mean, we would not be having this disastrous debate today had the Capitol Police been prepared and supported. Doesn't justify anything. It's just a question as to where was the failure?
Well, what I have heard, and the Capitol Police ask for assistance, and apparently both the House and the Senate have their own security, which has veto power over what the Capitol Police want to do, and they denied it because of optics.
Okay, I don't know. I also know Mayor Bowser's got a role here, so you don't know either. Okay, quick, you got one comment, because I want to get two more people in, Yoni.
I'm going to say this to both the major parties in the United States of America. Tread very carefully, because in my undergraduate poli-sci degree, I had to learn the following for a test, and it stuck with me through everything I've done in my life. When the government fails to address issues that are salient to the masses, in the end, the masses will revolt. Don't go crazy on us. Let's seek to repair the country. But if we keep doing the 2021 book burning like the high tech is doing, and we're banning people off airplanes because they say they liked President Trump, we're in dangerous territory that could have ramifications.
I agree. I think people need to step back and calm down. Thank you, Yoni.
Absolutely.
Let me go to George in Houston. Hello, George. What do you think? Got to be quick.
Yeah, good morning, Hugh. I think you quote 80-some-odd cases that were dismissed. You looked at them.
60.
Just because of merit or standing?
Some on both. Lots of merit decisions, lots of procedural decisions.
Any numbers? Lots, lots. Don't say anything to me. 50-50?
No, I would guess probably 80-20. But there were. I understand that people are saying there were no discussion of the merits of the allegations. That is not true. By the way, standing is itself a meritorious argument, a very important meritorious argument. The person who ought to have been challenging the counting was President Trump. His legal team failed him miserably.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what they presented. The facts were not there, or that they just say you don't have a right to argue this.
There were both of those things happened because, like, Lynn Wood has no standing. Lynn Wood has zero standing. But the president had standing everywhere and had the opportunity, was unprepared, and hired the wrong people. George, thank you. Mark in Dallas, what do you think?
I think that when morning, Hugh. I think that when you should not impeach. I am a conservative, religious American who backed Trump, but I do believe that if you wreck your car, you may go out and get it fixed, but that doesn't mean you're going to be satisfied with it forever. You're always going to be looking at the damage that's been done as a fault. I think the Republican Party needs to say, hey, look, we have a problem here. Trump is the leader of the free world. I've lost confidence in him. I do think, though, we have a figurehead in the background, Pence, Vice President Pence, that might be good for the policies that the Republicans are trying to put in.
That's next week's conversation, but I do appreciate your call. This week, today's conversation, please go read Judge Littig. My friends in the Congress, please, it is not constitutional what you're proposing to do. I'll be right back. Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations next. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.